VOA News, I'm Marissa Milton. Hurricane Dorian will likely avoid landfall in Florida, but that does not mean residents of the Sunshine State or anywhere else along the southeastern U.S. coast can relax. Forecasters say Dorian will move dangerously close to Florida and Georgia Tuesday through Wednesday night, then threaten North and South Carolina with massive rainfall and powerful winds. Dorian was a Category 4 storm when it spent 2 days parked atop the Bahamian islands of Abaco and Grand Bahama. Some 13,000 buildings were destroyed and at least 5 people died. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he has no choice but to call for early elections after a group of rebel lawmakers in Parliament seized control over the issue of Brexit.
Mr. Speaker, I don't want an election. The public don't want an election. I don't believe the Right Honourable Gentleman wants an election. But if the House votes for this bill tomorrow, the public will have to choose.
Tuesday's 328-301 vote in the House of Commons means lawmakers can consider a motion to delay, once again, Britain's exit from the European Union and block Johnson's so-called no-deal departure. An election sometime this year is the most likely outcome of this week's parliamentary maneuvers. Britain's Conservative Party could split, with several former ministers forming a breakaway party. The United States has imposed its first ever sanctions against Iran's space agency, accusing it of disguising a missile program. The new sanctions affect the Iran Space Agency, the Iran Space Research Center, and the Aeronautics Research Institute. Any assets these entities have in the United States are blocked, and U.S. citizens are barred from doing business with them. Iran says its space program is aimed at building rockets to launch telecommunications satellites. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Pope Francis is making a historic visit to Mozambique this week to start a